Okay, good morning. This week's shiur in Maseches Megillah is dedicated by Gary and Toby Greenstein in memory of their son Yomi, Yosef Menachem, and Gershon. And the weekly breakfast, as always, is sponsored by Bagel Munch, Leonishmas, Vega, Baschaim, and Shimon Ben Zev. We are doing Megillah Daf Chaf. We're going to start at the very, very top, where we're basically just tying up a loose end from the previous sugya. If you remember, the Mishnah that we had dealt with talked about the status of a Cheresh, Shota, and a Katan to read the Megillah. And the Gemara had been focused specifically on the status of the Cheresh, someone who is an Eino Medaber, Eino Shomea, someone who can't hear and can't speak, deaf mute. And the Gemara was trying to figure out whether when the Mishnah said that focusing on the Cheresh again. So when the Mishnah said that the Cheresh can't do the Megillah, can't read the Megillah, can't be mostly people in the Megillah, was that just L'chatchila, or was that even B'dieved? And we weren't sure. We were trying to pigeonhole that Mishnah into various shitos, either Rav Yossi or Rav Yehuda. We were trying to figure out what Rav Yehuda had really held. The Gemara finally at the end is going to conclude that the Mishnah is going like the real hardliner, who's Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi is the real hardliner who says that even b'dieved, you're not yotze mikra megillah that's read by a cheresh, by a deaf mute. Even b'dieved, you're not yotze. And then in terms of trying to figure out what does Rabbi Yehuda hold, because remember, there were a few other examples we were talking about the halachos with regard to a cheresh. There was the question of birkas hamazon. There was the question of being torin truma, where you'd have to say a bracha, and here this cheresh can't hear the bracha. And so Rabbi Yehuda, we were trying to figure out exactly what his shita was. Was it just l'chatchila that the cheresh can't be motzi or can't do these mitzvahs, but b'dieved he can? Or was he even able to do l'chatchila? We said by truma he's even able to do l'chatchila. So the Gemara now is going to tie up that loose end and says, Li'olam, Rabbi Yehuda, when we said that the cheresh can even be torem truma l'chatchila, that's Rabbi Yehuda. B'afil l'chatchila. V'lo kashya, and the other situation we were talking about, Birkas HaMazon, where we said that the Cheresh can do that the Cheresh L'chatchila should not be Motziyu, but B'dieved, yes. So that's not Rabbi Yehuda speaking for himself, but that he were there, he was citing the teachings of his Rebbe, Rav Elazar ben Azaria, right? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yishum Rav Elazar ben Azaria, HaKorei Eshema, Tzarech Shiyashmiya L'Ozno. You have to hear what you're saying. Shemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hishamei la'aznecha mashata motzi mipicha. The word Shema, right? Hear, O Israel, listen, makes it sound as if you have to hear the words. You can't just say them. You actually have to hear them. That would exclude a cheresh. Remer Omer Asher Nochim Etzavcha Yom Alu Vavecha Achar Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Advarim. So the Remer says that really the important thing is the kavana of concentrating on what you're saying, but it's not so important that you hear what you're saying, and therefore we're saying that Rimeir really holds that b'dieved, it would work, right? B'dieved, it would work, and that's the sheet that we quoted before with respect to Birkas HaMazon, again, where we said that b'dieved, you'd be yotze. And so that's what we're saying now, don't attribute that to Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the paradigm of Truma, that l'chatchila, the cheresh is able to do this. And in the Braisa that said l'chatchila, no, and b'dieved yer yotze, that was Rav Elazar ben Azaria. The Gemara then says, Hashta de asas l'achi, once you're already saying it's not Rav Yehuda himself, but he's quoting it in the name of his Rebbe, why don't you just say, like Rabbi Meir, just attribute it fully to Rabbi Meir, like we just said. Maybe you'll say Rabbi Yehuda is aligned with his Rebbe. And that which we attributed to this Shita, that that's really Rabbi Meir, so we could do that. You could kind of just dispense with the whole problem. Okay, that's just tying up loose ends from the previous Amud. Okay. Now let's continue where we again quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. The Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yehuda himself says that a katan can be motziyu in Mikra Megillah. A katan can actually read the Megillah for the tzibor, which is something clearly that we don't do nowadays. We rely on Yitzweiss, but not a katan.
What's the difference?
So Yehuda says a katan could be Motziyu and Megillah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, katan hayisi. So Rabbi Yehuda he's trying to bring proof to this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, katan hayisi. I remember back in the old days, I was a katan. Vikarise lamalam Rabbi Tarfon v'zakenim alud. And I actually read the Megillah in Lud in front of Rabbi Tarfon and all the zakenim. So that's a pretty good proof. He's bringing a Maisa Shaya. I know the halacha is like me. I know I'm correct because I specifically read it in front of this previous generation of Chachamim, and they had no problem with it. So Amrulos, they said to him, Ein Mevi'in Rayim in a Katan. They said, you were a Katan at the time. So we don't trust Katanim when it comes to matters of halacha. Your memory might be very good, but as a halachic matter, we don't rely on the testimony of a Katan. It's interesting. This brings to mind a famous Mishnah in Ksubas and Daf Chaf Ches, where we talk about all sorts of things that a katan is neman on with respect to something that happened in Shalit. Again, we're hearing the testimony now from a gadol. This guy is now of majority age. We'll say he's 20-year-old, and he says, "I remember 10 years ago when I was a kid," and the Mishnah goes through a whole litany of situations. I remember that this was the handwriting of my father. We're doing Kiyum Shtaros to try to validate the signature on a document. So now, again, we're hearing this testimony from a gadol, but it's based on his recollection from the times that he was a katan. Does that work? Right? Another example is, I remember when I was in school that kid always used to leave school early to go to the mikvah to toivel so that he could eat truma. So we do rely on that memory in order to establish the kohen status of that classmate, that former classmate of his. It's an interesting question. He is a gadol testifying now, but he's doing it based on the recollection of his earlier days as a katan. And the Mishnah there says that he's neman on all these things, but the Gemara goes to pains to try to categorize each of those things as only mitzvahs drabanan. Because the idea being that this works, meaning the testimony of a gadol who's remembering situations that occurred during his youth only works for items that are midrabanan. But when it comes to daraisa level, we would not rely on such testimony. So the Gemara says, oh, that's only talking about truma drabanan. In the case of identifying the signature, that's for kiyum shtaros, which is drabanan, the requirement of validating the signatures on a shtar. It's only a rabbinic requirement. There's another one where he remembers where he was able to walk when he was a kid to determine the boundaries of the cemetery for Tumas Mace purposes. And we say it's also all Midrabanan. The Gemara kind of goes through in the next daf and figures out how it's all Midrabanan. So the question that some people raise here is, Mikra Megillah, is that a Daraisa or Drabanan? Clearly that's Drabanan. And so why would we reject the testimony of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when I was a Katan, I read it as a Katan, and was Motzi Megillah for Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim? What kind of answer is that? Ein Mavi and Raya min HaKatan. We do bring a Raya from a Katan, as the Mishnah and Ksubas very clearly says. And so the Shara Mitzuyanim Balacha, which is an Akron, a recent Sefer written recently, he says that the answer to this question is that there are a whole bunch of Rishonim earlier in the Masechta who point out that Mikra Megillah is a step above a Drabanan. It's not just any old Drabanan. This is Midivrei Kabbalah. It's in Tanakh. The mandate to read the Megillah, the mitzvah to read a Megillah, is not just something we learn about in the Gemara for the first time. It's already in the Sfarim in Tanakh. It's in Megillah's Esther. And so therefore, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. It's a step above your standard Din Drabanan, and that's why here the Chazal said no, Ein Mevi'in Raya min HaKatan, even though normally you would rely on the testimony of a gadol who's recollecting something from his youth. Here you can't, because it's Midivrei Sofrim. It's not just any old mitzvah Drabanan. Okay, so that's what he says. But so they rejected. They said the fact that you heard there that you remotely these chachamim when you were a katan doesn't is no proof. And we have a similar memory here, Tanya, a similar brisa. Tanya, Amar Rabbi, Katan Hayisi, Vikarise Lamala Me Rabbi Yehuda. When I was a Katan, I read the Megillah for Rabbi Yehuda. Again, bringing proof to this idea that a Katan can read the Megillah. Amruo, ein mevi'in raya min amatir. So here they said, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda accepted your reading it as a katan. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you can that a katan can be motzi. So that doesn't prove anything. Gemara says, v'lemru ein mevi'in raya min a katan. Why did they interject and say you can't bring a raya from the matir? They could have answered more simply, you can't bring a raya more fundamentally. You can't bring a raya from something that happened to you as a katan. My answer is chad of od kamrule. They're saying this and that. Chad of the katan ha'isa. First of all, you were a katan, and you can't bring a raya from the fact that you did something when you were a katan. V'od, and furthermore, afilu gadol ha'isa. Even if you had been a gadol in theory, ein mevi'in raya min amatir. You can't bring proof from the fact that you were motzi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, again, was the one who holds that you can be motzi, that a katan can be motzi a gadol. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah where we talk about the timing of Mikra Megillah. The Mishnah says, "Ein Koren Es HaMegillah," and it's going to bring a whole litany of things that also take place only during the day. So, "Ein Koren Es," and it's going to say specifically that these things can only be done once after Netzachim, after sunrise. So in Koren Es HaMegillah, you can't read Megillah, which is some mitzvah of the day. You can't read that until after sunrise. V'lo Malin, you can't do Milah until after sunrise. V'lo Tovlin, you can't do Tefillah for all the things in the Torah where the Torah requires Tefillah at day. You can't do that until after sunrise. V'lo Mazin, you can't sprinkle the water of the Paraduma to be Metaher, someone who's Tamei Meis, until after Netzachama, until after sunrise. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom will titfol ad sheneitzachama. And also, finally, a shomeres yom keneged yom. What's a shomeres yom keneged yom? So there are different categories of a woman who sees blood. And as Rashi explains, as Rishonim explain, the shomeres yom keneged yom is a woman who, after the normal Shiva Simei Nida, right? A woman sees blood, she has to min haTorah, she has to wait 7 days from the first Ri'ah of blood. Nowadays we extend it till the last Ri'ah of blood, but she has to wait 7 days from the first Ri'ah of blood. And then she has, after those 7 days are over, she goes to the mikvah. If she sees blood now during the next 11 days, the Yud Alef Yom Bein Nida Lenida, she sees blood during these 11 days, so she has an elevated status of a zava. And she could either be a zava katana or a zava gadola. A zava katana is, when she sees the blood, she has to be shomeres yom keneged yom. She has to wait a full day afterwards, and then after that, she could go to the mikvah that next day, and then after that, after nightfall, she's tahora. If that happens three times in a row, however, she becomes a zava gadola, and then she has to weigh Shiva Nikiyam, which we know nowadays Shiva Nikiyam. We're machmir for Shiva Nikiyam, even for a regular Nida. But in any event, this Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she does her tefillah during the day, during the next day. And then she is Tahor at nightfall after the tefillah. So this Shomeres Yom is another Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is another example of a woman, of a person who has to do her tefillah during the day. And the tefillah takes place, as we say, like all these things, after sunrise. So all these mitzvahs that we do during the day, you have to wait till after sunrise to do. The Gemara qualifies it and says, V'chulan sha'asu misha'ala amara shachar kasher. But all these things, if you did it a little earlier than sunrise even, if you did it from the very earliest hours of dawn, you are yotzei, it's kosher b'di'evid. And Rashi clarifies that Me'alos HaShachar, dawn, is considered day already. And the reason why you have to wait until the full sunrise, until Netzachama, is because Ein HaKol Bikiyin Bo, because we're worried that you're going to make a mistake, you're not going to know exactly when's Amar HaShachar, when it's not. So we wait until you actually see the sun above the horizon. You have to wait until Netzachama. Okay. So that's halacha. All these things that the mitzvah is during the day, you have to do it after Netzachama, but b'di'evit after Alos HaShachar, it works. Gemara now is going to go through the scriptural basis, the psukim for all these things. How do you know that all these things take place during the day? So how do you know, first of all, Megillah, Minoan? How do you know that Megillah is read during the day? De'amar krav, v'hayomim ha'ela nizkarim the naasim bayom in balaylolo. Right, so the Mishnah, the Megillah itself says bayom eila nizkarim v'naasim. It says yomim ha'eila. That shows that yom in balaylolo, that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is during the day. So Gemara immediately interjects and says leima tiyavi tiyufta Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This sounds like a rebuke or a proof against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi chayav adam wikrosas a Megillah belaila v'lishnosa bayom, as we do, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The chiyuv is to read the mikra, to read the Megillah at night, and then to repeat it during the day. It sounds here like the only mitzvah is during the day.
Right.
The Gemara answer is no. Ki katani adiyom. The Gemara says in achinami, we practice like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You have to read it at night and then again during the day. When we're saying that you have to read it after Netzachama and that its time is during the day, we're talking about the day reading of the Megillah. We're talking about the day reading of the Megillah. Okay. Then the Gemara says, V'lo Malin. Quotes from the Mishnah says, the Mila takes place again during the day. How do we know that? T'chsiv Vayom Hashmini Yimol. Vayom. From the day, this eighth day, that's when you do Mila. Fine. V'lo Tovun V'lo Mazin. So the next things were to do Tfila. There are various categories of Tfila that take place during the day. As we just mentioned, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is one of them. V'lo Mazin, and you don't do the Hazah of the paraduma water, you do that during the day. Gemara says, how do you know that? Dechsiv hiza hatahor alatameh. So it says specifically bayom hashvi'i, on the seventh day. So that teaches you that you do it during the day. And then furthermore, v'iskash tvila lazaya. So based on this pasuk, you see it says v'hiza hatahor, not based on this pasuk, but we have other psukim in that area where you have the tefila and the hazaya going together, showing that there's a hekesh, a comparison between tefila and hazaya. So just like the hazaya takes place during the day, so too the tefila takes place during the day. Fine. The Gemara then continues and says, or quotes from the Mishnah, V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom. A woman in that category, well, titfo ad shetenei tzachama, she should go to the mikvah only after sunrise. It's got to be during the day. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Ma'ishna shomeres yom keneged yom mikol chayvei tefilos. We just said in the Mishnah that people who go to the mikvah during the day have to do it after Netzachama. So why does the Mishnah separately categorize or separately describe the shomeres yom keneged yom? Isn't she in that category of people who go to the mikvah at day? We already covered it. Gemara says, Itzrich. We have to add Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom specifically. Why? Salka Daita Chamina. You might have thought Tihave Kariya Rishona Shel Zav. So a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is similar to a Zav, right? There are all sorts of missions that a man might have as well. One is a Zav and one's a Keri. Keri is a normal seminal mission, whereas a Zav is kind of a diseased kind of emission that has a different category. So in some respects, the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is similar to a Zav, in the sense that a Zav becomes a Zav by seeing it three straight days, and a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is also a Zav Katana, becomes a Zav Gadol by seeing it three straight days. So she's similar in many respects, or in some respects, to a Zav. V'ri'ya Rishona Shel Zav Iska Shlo Bal Keri. And a Zav, we have a hekesh of a zav to a bal keri, dechsiv zos toras hazav, v'asher teitzei menu shichva zera. And therefore, ma bal keri tovel biyom, and so too, just like a bal keri, someone who has a regular seminal mission, he does his tefillah at day, hainami, and he does it on that day that he saw it, so hainami litbo biyomei. So too, this Zav should also do his tefillah on the day that he saw it. But when it comes to this Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, B'yamama lo matzi tavla, she's not allowed to tovel on that day. She can't tovel on that day, because the Pasuk says, Ko yimei zova k'mishkav midasa yiela. She has to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to stick it out till the next day. So we already have seen this divergence. On the one hand, she's like a Zav, and a Zav is like a is like a Balkari in that he toivels on that day, but she's pulled out of that category because she can't toivel, be toivelous on that day. And so therefore, you'd think maybe Belele Mias Liavid Mixas Shimur Vititbol. And so once you're now pushing her past that day, because she can't toivel on that day, but she, like we said, she's like that Zav and she's like the Balkari in that, in terms of Psukim. She's like a Zav categorically because she isn't similar to him in that it count three and then you become a Zav Gadola, right? So she's like him. That Zav is like a Balkari. The Balkari does tefillah on that day, but she can't do tefillah on that day, and so therefore you think maybe just push her a little past that day and just count a little into the night, and she should go out that night. So therefore, Kamash Malan, so we, our Mishnah comes to teach you that she can't do the tefillah at night. Kevin Devoy Sfira, Sfira via Mamahi. Our Mishnah now teaches you, no, you got to push her to the next day, and she can't do the tefillah until after Netzachan. Fine. Then the Gemara quotes the continuation of the Mishnah. V'chulan she'asu mish'alo mod hashachar kasher. We said, b'di'evet, all these categories of people who should be doing their things during the day and who should wait until after Netzachama, b'di'evet, if they did it as early as amud hashachar, it's kasher. How do you know? So the Gemara says, minani mili, how do you know that? So Amar Rava, the Amar Kra, v'ikra'el kim la'or yom. The Pasuk says in Bereishis that Hashem called the light day. And the Gemara is understanding this as L'me'iru ba karayom. L'or, the Gemara is understanding the word or to mean the brightening. He called the brightening. L'me'iru ba, something that is continually brightening, he called day. So it sounds like even not the full brightness of the sun, but even the very earliest instances of the sun appearing and then continually brightening, that's already considered day. That's how they're darshaning a pasuk vayikra ukim va'or yom. He called the brightening day, even the earliest time, the amud hashachar, is considered day. And that's why b'di'evet your yotze these mitzvos even from the very earliest stages, because that's already considered day based on the pasuk. El me'ata, the Gemara interjects and says, if that's true, u'choshech karalayla. Right, that very same pasuk says that he called the darkening night. That sounds as if it's saying he called the continual process of darkening, not just the full darkness once it's fully set in, but even the darkening process is considered Lila. And that makes it sound as if it's considered fully night from the very earliest stage of the darkening, meaning from sunset, from Shkia Zachama. And yet, HaKaimalan Da'atzeis HaKochavim Lav Lailahu. And we know, Halacha, that we don't consider it fully night until Tzeis HaKochavim, until it's absolutely dark, until there's no light left at all.
Then we call it Erev, Amariv Aravim.
We call it, but halachically, we don't consider things that require nightfall, we don't say that it's night until absolutely night, and not even the shkias, even you know, Bein Hashmashos, when it's kind of continually getting dark, that's not considered full night yet. Mm-hmm. That's not considered full night yet. So the Gemara is saying you should have it both ways, right? You should have it if you're already going to consider the brightening time as considered a full time day based on the pasuk of Vayikra Elokim or Yom. That pasuk also says Uchoshech Karalayla, so you should consider the darkening time as full night. So we're going to choose a different pasuk. Ela Amar Avizera Mehacha. And he quotes a pasuk from Nehemiah, where it says, V'anachnu osin b'mulacha v'chitzim ha'chazikim baramachayim me'alos ha'shachar ad tzeis ha'kochavim. It describes these people doing work from alos ha'shachar until tzeis ha'kochavim, right? From the very earliest to the very latest. Earliest tzeis ha'shachar to tzeis ha'kochavim. V'omer. And it says in describing, in the very next pasuk, in describing the work that's being done, V'hayalanu halayla l'mishmar. I guess the pasuk's a little bit, what is it? V'hayalanu halayla mishmar v'hayom malacha. So it says that the day is malacha. So here it's calling that time day, And the previous pasuk referred to the span of time in which they're doing this malacha as from the very earliest stage, me'alos ha-shachar. So the fact that the second pasuk is calling that day proves to you that alos ha-shachar already has the status of day. Maiva omer. Why is it bringing the second pasuk? Chitim me'alos mishalah amud ha-shachar lav yamama umichi arva shim shalela inhu. Maybe you'd think it's just kind of talking about it ahead of time. Tashma, it so clarifies that this is talking about the full stand of the day is from the very early stage of Odas HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochav. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, so we're going to talk about now all sorts of things that again take place during the day, and here the previous Mishnah talked about the earliest time when you could do it, right? You could start from the Zachama and Bidyavid even from Osa Shachar. Now we're talking about the latest part, and we're saying that you can do these things all day long. It's not just something that you have to do in the morning. You could do it even in the afternoon, even up till the very end of the day. So the Mishnah says, "Kolayom kasher l'kriyas hamegillah." The whole day, is kosher for kriyas hamegillah. Read it till nightfall, right? And not only kriyas hamegillah, but also kriyas hallel. When days when you read hallel, you can read Hallel until the very end of the day. Uutkiya shofar. And on Rosh Hashanah, where there's a mitzvah blowing shofar, you don't have to blow the shofar in the morning. You could read it. I'm sorry. You can blow the shofar all day. It's important to just keep in mind if you look in the Rashi, the very first Rashi on this Mishnah, he points out v'afal gav dekaimel on zrizim magdim l'mitzvos. Even though it's true that it's preferable to do these things in the morning, so keep in mind when we do, you know, we're about to talk in Netilas Lulav. It's better not to wait for the afternoon to do Netilas Lulav. It's better not to wait till the afternoon to do Tekiyas Shofar. There's certainly an issue of zrizim magdim l'mitzvos, and the paradigm for that, as Rashi points out, is vayashkem Avram baboker. When Avram went to do Akedat Yitzchak, he did it in the morning, even though in theory he could have waited until later in the day. But Rashi clarifies, afilu hachi kasher kol yom. What our Mishnah is coming to teach you is not the best time to do it, but that it's kosher to do it all day. But it's certainly better to do it, zrizim akim, better to do it earlier.
Why don't we blow shofar then at Shacharis instead of Musaf?
Why don't we blow shofar?
It's better to do it in the morning, because a lot of times Musaf already were, you know...
Right, so the Gemara in Megillah talks about this, about the fact that it's preferable to do it once people are there, and also because we have it in the context of Malchios, Zuchronos, and Shofros, so there are all sorts of reasons why we push it off specifically to Musaf. But you're right, meaning ideally the starting point then in the analysis is that it should be done as early in the day as possible. Okay, Tekiyas Shofar. Netilas Luav also, we take the Luav in the morning. I should say we take the mu'av preferably in the morning, as we just pointed out, but really all day is kosher for mu'av. U'atfilas ha-musafin, you could say musaf all day, although this is really the subject of a different machlokas in the Masechas Brachos, where there's a machlokas as to whether you can only do it until, 7.5 hours in the day. But here, this Mishnah at least is saying all day. U'amusafin, the musaf itself. Uavidui haparim, as Rashi points out, we're talking about the par helam davar shel tzibur and the par of the koi mashiach. Both of these are situations where there was an improper psak by the Sanhedrin or by the kohen, whoever was passing in the shaila, and as a result of that improper psak, someone committed an avera mistakenly. Either the kohen himself or the whole tzibur mistakenly committed an avera, and now, as a kapara for that, there's a special carbon that's brought. Either the par halam davar shel tzibur in the case where the tzibur made a mistake, or the par kohen mashiach in the situation where the kohen made a mistake. So all and accompanying that carbon is the vidui. They have to actually say a vidui bepeh, and that's done again during the day. Ua vidui maiser. This is talking about the vidui that takes place on the last day of Pesach, on years 4 and 7 of the Shemitah cycle, we do a biur meiser. Make sure that we got rid of all the meiser, that you're current on all your meiser obligations. And at the time that you do this, you say, each person says vidui of biarti min hakodesh min habayis. He says a vidui, asking Hashem for forgiveness, but at the same time saying that he's gotten rid of all his meiser obligations. So that vidui is done during the day. Uvidui Yom Kippur, the vidui that's said on Yom Kippur, that's also done during the day. Lesmicha, leshkita. So smicha is the leaning on the animals, various karbanos that you lean on the animals. Leshkita, the shkita of an animal for a karban. Letnufa, this is talking about the tenufa sa'omer, when they would bring the omer on Motsoi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, they would wave the omer. There are other tenufas also. There's the tenufa of the emurim and the chazeh for the karban shlamim. So there are various tenufas that they do, again, all during the day. La'gasha, la'kmitza, la'akdar. These three words refer to the karban mincha, where you're bringing the karban mincha towards the mizbeach. La'kmitza, that's the motion where, or the action where you, the kohen sticks his hand in the solas, in the flower, and pulls it out using his three middle fingers. Ulakdara, and actually offering the karban mincha. So all those things, again, during the day. Lemalika, this is for karban ofos. The kohen had this long fingernail on his thumb, and he would do a strange kind of shchita, where instead of the normal shchita where you slice the neck with a knife, he's going to pierce the back of the bird with the fingernail. So that's again done during the day. Ua Kabbalah, this is talking about Kabbalah's dam for karbanos, accepting the or collecting the dam. Ua Zaya, sprinkling the dam, all during the day. Ua Shkaya Sota, that's the situation where the woman is suspected of adultery and she has to drink from the special water that has Hashem's name in it. She's got to drink that during the day. Ua Arifa Egla, this is the situation where there's a dead corpse found in between two cities, halfway in between two cities, and they don't know who killed it, and they do a whole ritual where they break the neck of a cow, and this happens in the wilderness with all the zakenim there. So again, that happens during the day. Uataras and Mitzorah, all the steps of the Mitzorah, also that's all done during the day. Fine, so those are all things that are done during the day. Now we're going to shift to nighttime things. Kol ha'layla, kasher l'ktziras ha'omer. So as we mentioned before, they go out on Motsoi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, they're going to go out to cut the first omer, the first shearings of the harvest, and that's done during the night, after Yontif, and they do that all night. You can do that all night, kol ha'layla, it says. Hector chalavim ve'ivarim. This refers to when we have karbanos. So there are all sorts of karbanos where there's leftover chalavim and innards of the animals, and those sit on the mizbeach and burn. That happens at night. And then the Mishnah wraps it up by saying, "Zeh klal." Here's the rule: Davar shemitzvaso bayom kasher kol yom. Generally speaking, if something is a daytime mitzvah, then you could do it all day. Davar shemitzvah so b'layla kasher kol layla. If something's a nighttime mitzvah, you could do it all night. Now the Gemara is going to get into the psukim, the basis for each of these things. So minoan. How do we know, first of all, that Mikra Megillah is read all day? Damar kara v'ayamim ha'ilah nizkarim v'na'asim. So that teaches you that it's all day. So reading Hallel is all day, and how do you know that? From the pasuk in Hallel, mimizrach shemesh ad mivo, from the beginning, right from the sunrise ad mivo until it continues its course across the sky the whole day. Rav Yosef Omer Zayom Asa Hashem. He quotes a different pasuk, which again speaks about the whole day. That's how you know that Hallel can be read all day. All day on a tilas lulav. How do we know that you can bring the lulav all day? Dechsivo kachtem lachem bayom harishon. So again, bayom implies all day. Utkiyas shofar dechsiv yom tro yelachem that again teaches you all day. Umusafin, how do you know that the musafin are the karbanos musaf are brought on the various holidays when you bring a musaf? Tchsiv dvar yom biyomo, a pasuk in that context, which says that you do it during the day. With tfilas musafin kumusafin shavu rabbanan, and we know that tfilas musaf goes all day because the rabbanan said that it parallels the actual musaf. Uvidui parim. How do you know that the vidui on these parim, on the par halom davar shatzibar, and the par kol mashiach is done during the day? Diolav kapara kapara miyom kippurim. There's a hekesh of the word kapara to yom kippur. The tanya gabi yom kippurim b'chiper ba'ado v'adbe. So, b'kapara is dvar makasiv medaber. And the pasuk in Yom Kippur, it says v'chiper ba'ado v'adbe. So that the kohen does kapara for himself and for his family. And that's talking about kaparas dvarim, it's talking about the vidui bepeh, not just the karbonus that he's doing, but also the vidui bepeh. And so therefore, and v'kapara b'yamamahu, and you know that that is done during the day, d'chsiv b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. Again, you're tying it one pasuk to another, and then ultimately to this pasuk, which mentions day. Fine. Then the Gemara says, v'vidui ma'iser, the vidui that's said at the time of Biur Maiser, again, like we said on the last day of Pesach in years 4 and 7. How do you know that? Tachsiv Yamarat Lufnei Hashem Alkecha Biarti Hakodesh Min Abayis. Pasuk talks about the vidui itself, the Samachlei, and then right after that it says Hayom Hazeh Hashem Alkecha Mitzavecha Hayom. So it ties it to the day. Usmicha Ueshchita. How do we know that these acts of the act of smicha, of weaning on the animal, with shchita and shechting the animal, take place during the day? Dechsiv v'samach v'shachad. It says both, right? V'samach v'shachad v'chsiv ba b'shchita b'yom zivchachem. It says on the day of your slaughtering. So smicha and shchita are connected in the pasuk. Shchita, it says the day, so now we know that smicha and shchita can both place during both take place during the day. Uetnufa, how do you know that this waving of the omer and of the various parts of the shlamim, they take place during the day? Dechsiv biyom hanifchem esa omer, that on the day of waving the omer, that's how we know that you wave it during the day. Uagasha, deiska shlut uagasha. What's uagasha? Agasha was the bringing of this mincha. Dishkosh l'tenufa, because you have a hekash of hagasha to tenufa, d'chsiv olkacha koim yad ha'isha, es minchas haknaos, ve'inif ve'ekriv. So we see that there's a hekash from hagasha to tenufa, so that place takes place during the day also. V'mulika, u'kmitza, u'haktara, u'hazaya, all these things. The mulika was the killing of the bird with the fingernail. Kmitza was grabbing the flower with part of the hand. Haktara, bringing that karva mincha, Zaya, sprinkling the blood. How do you know those take place all during the day? Dechsiv bayom tzavaso es b'nei Yisrael. Again, it says specifically the day. Before we get to the last two lines here, there's a fascinating or interesting or fundamental Tosfos on the very bottom. It's worthwhile, especially because I have a few minutes, it's worthwhile to do the Tosfos inside. This Tosfos is this is the bottom Tosfos. It's talking about the fact that the entire night is kosher for Ktziras Omer. Again, on the Leil Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the night after the first day of Pesach, they would go out into the fields and they would cut the Omer. And this is the precedent, or the original mitzvah that preceded the mitzvah that we have nowadays of Sfiras Omer. We count 49 days from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos, and this follows the paradigm of Ktziras Omer. And so the rules affecting the timing of Ktziras Omer, when they would cut the harvest, actually are a precedent for our rules of when we do Sfiras Omer, and we know you do Sfiras Omer at night. The question is, what if you wait till the next day? Here we're saying Kol Ha'ilah Kasher L'Ktziras Omer, you have to do the Ktzira at night. The implication is you can only do it at night, and so this should affect when we should be able to count spheres. So let's do a Tosfos inside. So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shim Shachachu Varich Balayla, Lo Yivarich Bayom. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if you forgot to count spheres Omer at night, you should not count spheres Omer the next day. Kedmashma Bahai Stama Demas Nisan. as is apparent from our Mishnah, which says that you cut the Omer at night, not during the day. Even though there's another competing Stam Mishnah in Gemara Menachos, Detani Niktzar Bayom Kasher B'Di'eved, even though there's a Mishnah that directly contradicts our Mishnah here and says that if you B'Di'eved cut the Omer during the day, the next day, it's kosher B'Di'eved, Mikomakom Stama Dehacha Adifa. Our Stam takes precedence. This is the real source. Because our Mishnah, that there it's talking more of in the context of the narrative of how they would do it, whereas here it's talking in terms of very clear halachos. And so therefore he says our Mishnah is the better one to rely on to teach you that you should not do the Ktziras HaOmer at day, even v'di'eved. And what follows from that is that if you forgot to count Ktziras HaOmer at night, you can't count it the next day. Even if you held that you can do the Ktziras HaOmer during the day, di'eved, b'di'eved, modehu gabe sfira de'in levarich bayom, mishum deshina avakasav la'akev, even if you hold like the other Mishnah, that you're b'di'eved allowed to cut the Ktzira, you're allowed to cut the harvest at day, still, that man d'yomer would still hold that you can't count Ktziras HaOmer during the day. It's got to be at night because there's a specific pasuk when it comes to the counting that says Shava Shabbosos Tamimos, full days. V'ata motzei Tamimos el k'shata mona b'layla. And you only have full days if you get the count at the very onset of the day, meaning at the night. And so even if you held that you could cut the Omer the next day, b'di'eved, when it comes to counting, you're bound by the mitzvah of Tamimos, and you'd have to count from the day. And so that's why Rabbeinu Tam says, if you forget it during the day, you're done. You can't count Ktziras HaOmer the next day. V'chein kasuv b'hilchos atzeres, and that's, we know that's true by halachos of atzeres, that it's got to be Tamimos. The Tamimos apply to halacha, various halachos by Shavuos as well. And then he quotes the Bahag famously. The Bahag is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Brura, specifically. This is the source. So Bahag Kasav, the Bahag is Gedolos Kasav, Deicha D'inshi Uvarich Balayla, that if you forget to count at night, Yimne L'machar B'lo Bracha, you should count the next day without a bracha, and this is what we do based on the Bahag. V'chein Halacha. That's the Halacha. Avalim Shachach Laila V'yom, Lo Yimne Od B'bracha, and as we know, the halacha is, if you forget a full day, you don't make it up the next day, you can't then count with a bracha the next day because you need Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, you need Tamimos, Veleka, and you don't have it. Be'achar Shabirach HaSfira, and then he throws in this following interesting conclusion, Be'achar Shabirach HaSfira, after you count Sfiras HaOmer, Omer Yihiratzon Shiyibana Beis HaMikdash, you should say Yihiratzon, that the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Ma'ashen Kim B'tkiyah Shofar Uluv. That's not true when it comes to other mitzvos in the Torah. You don't all of a sudden say Yihiratzon that should be that we should have a Beis HaMikdash. And why is that? What's special about Sfiras HaOmer? V'ayinitayim olufi she'ein ein atayel azkara l'binyam Beis HaMikdash. Aval shofar vuav yesh asiyah. Because when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there's no action you're doing. And so it's kind of a loosey-goosey kind of mitzvah. And it's just done zecher with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's just done when as a zecher for the time in the future where we'll be able to do the actual Karban HaOmer. Now we're just saying words. As opposed to shofar and luv, here we have a tangible mitzvah you could grab hold on, so you don't need to hearken back to the Beis HaMikdash. We're actually doing something now. Whereas Sfiras HaOmer is just a verbal thing that's reminiscent of an actual mitzvah that we're going to do at the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, I thought it was a good Tosafot to do inside, just because it's kind of chock full with halachal nights of things. You have the famous Bahag that we rely on to count the next day without a bracha, and then finally, and also you have this idea that if you forget a full day, you're not lacking tamimos, and you don't continue with a bracha. Okay, just to finish off the Gemara, Ashkaya Sota, how do you know that the Sota drinks her water only during the day? Or that she has all day to do it. Asya Torah Torah, Ksivhacha v'asala kakoin es koa Torah hazos. In the context of this mitzvah, it says that the kohen does this Torah, this law. Uksiv hasam, and it says in another pasuk, al pi haTorah asher yorucha, yal mishpat asher, v'al mishpat, has it continue? V'al mishpat asher yomrucha ta'aseh. This is the famous pasuk, mitzvah lo sasur, you have to follow mitzvah drabanan. But it says, al pi haTorah asher yorucha v'al mishpat. So here you have the word Torah, the mitzvah of sota is connected to the word Torah. Then you have a pasuk of Torah connecting to the word mishpat. And the Gemara concludes, ma mishpat bayom, just like Bezdin performs mishpat during the day, afkan bayom, so too the mitzvah of sota, her drinking of the water, is only done at day.